Your creativity is so important that you can't afford to not do the things that you are called to do. And I get that it's hard, especially when you feel as though what you're putting out there, people are not necessarily seeing it. But I'm here to just remind you that your creativity, well, not just this, but number one, your creativity is really important, which means that you need to stop hiding it and stop undervaluing it just because you're not necessarily seeing the results right now. I think one thing that I'm realizing right now, time goes by so quickly. It is literally end of March. April is just there. And it just makes me think of all the ideas that we all have that we just haven't acted on. And trust me, I'm the first person to know the feeling of like having an idea, but overthinking your idea to the extent where you actually don't end up doing anything. And now, even when you try to revisit the idea, you're just like, you don't want to do it anymore. But one thing that I really want to press on is the importance of conviction. I think with a lot of us, when we have ideas, right, we always feel convicted to do something. We always feel convicted to create something, whatever that may be. And I think sometimes when we think of conviction, at least for me, when I hear about conviction, I always hear about people being convicted on things that they've done wrong, not necessarily being convicted on things that like are positive and things that you do need to do. So I just wanted to reinforce that like conviction is a gift. So don't sit on the conviction that you have as it pertains to your gifts and talents. If you have that feeling that you need to create something, create it there and then and worry about the results later. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when I feel convicted to do something, when it's like create something or even create a post, like even with this, like I was just convicted to create and I was like, okay, cool, I'm just gonna act on it. Sometimes for me, when I'm convicted to create something, sometimes I spend so much time overthinking it that by the time it gets to me actually creating it or whatever it may be, that spark is just not there and I don't have the desire to do it. And that's because I didn't act on it in the time or at the time in which it needed to be put out there or it needed to be done, if that makes sense. This is also to say that your creativity should not just be restricted to that 9-to-5 role or to that apprenticeship or to that internship. Of course, on this page, I'm always going to share opportunities that are around, and that's important. But I know there's so many people, and I've spoken to so many people who, you know, they've landed the internship, they've landed the full-time role, they've landed that thing, but they still have so many ideas and they're just sitting on them because their time is maybe consumed by, you know, that thing that you're doing most of the day, which is normally the job, right? But don't allow your creativity to be restricted by these things. Still create that time to pour into the other things that you want to do. I know this all too well. Like, I started a full-time role last year, towards the end of the year, and for such a long time, I struggled with trying to make time for the things that I want to do. Sometimes you actually really have to fight for the things that you want, and that means actually having to make that decision to make sure that, okay, cool, yes, I've got this job going on, or yes, I've got this going on, but I'm gonna make sure that I create time to do what it is that I want to do. So if there's anything to take away from this video, it's number one, your creativity is so important and it's so needed because it's most likely attached to someone else or something else that can benefit you, that can benefit others. You may not see it because you may not be seeing the results now, but it sounds so cliche, but things take time and that's okay. Number two, please act on your convictions. If you have that idea, you don't have to. I'm not telling you to set up the business tomorrow. Rome wasn't built in the day. What I'm saying is, okay, cool, like you've got this idea. Whether it be next step, just planning out what this looks like, do that. Whether it means, you know, making that business plan, do it. It starts with planning. It doesn't start with necessarily the end result. I hope that makes sense.